The Czech charity organization People in Need, working in southeastern Ethiopia, has found a group of roughly 6,000 people suffering from hunger and malnourishment. Known for working in remote areas, the organization was near the Somali border, looking into the state of a group of local herdsmen whose cattle had died out, when they found that they had been joined by several thousand drought refugees from neighboring Somalia. Local communities have been trying to care for the refugees so far, but their material support, water, food, and firewood, is quickly running out. Children are dying on a weekly basis, and the group has not yet even received refugee status by the Ethiopian government. Earlier today, I spoke by phone with People in Need's coordinator, Marek Stis, who is currently in the Somali region of Ethiopia, and described the situation.
They are all of them in very primitive shelters from the woods and pieces of cloth. They have very little the personal belongings. They have practically no food at all. And their health status and the nutrition status of kids is pretty alarming. All the indicators given the child mortality and the mortality and the malnutrition figures are basically in red and indicating famine. Most pressing needs are currently to provide them with the health and the nutrition support, water and food, and this is what we are working on currently.
The pictures that you've sent from the sites are distressing, to say the least. They show the lowliest of living conditions in these very, very small tents covered with clothing. How has the situation changed since last week? What have you managed to accomplish in that time?
Well, the situation has not changed much, frankly. We've undertaken few emergency food distributions. We brought in the people from the local health bureau and one other NGO who is helping with the health and nutrition screening, targeting the kids, the mothers, and then the elderly first. And as we are speaking, we are dispatching a big convoy, about 120 tons of food and different relief items, as jerrycans and water purification tablets, some tarpaulins, plastic sheets, basically to protect them against the wind, blankets against the night cold, because the temperatures are dropping pretty low during the night. And the convoy should be on the place next week, which will mean a radical improvement in the situation. But it takes time because the distance from the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa is about 1,500 kilometers, which means at least 5 days for the trucks to reach the place, and to assemble all the material and food is also not easy. So the situation will start changing in the course of the next week.
Right, this area is extremely remote. It seems to be in the middle of a desert. How do you surmount the logistical problems of getting the aid there? What kind of logistical problems are there?
Well, it's the distance I was mentioning, and it's also in terms of administrative access, because when you are working with refugees in Ethiopia, you have to have the agreement with the agency for refugees and returnees, and it is still not clear how the government is going to react towards these pockets of people. It seems like they would like to reallocate them to these big official camps in Dolo Odo, which are hosting currently over 120,000 refugees. But from logistical point of view, and from the point of view of the very much malnourished kids, sick people, the transport cannot physically take place, let's say, in coming months or two, and the people have to be stabilized a bit before they will be moved. So the administrative the issues are really on our everyday agenda. Agenda is here. It's not just to come and to help the people, because they are refugees, but the status of refugees has not been granted to these groups yet. So currently these days we are joining UNHCR and local government for fact-finding missions, where our people with the officials are basically driving alongside the Ethiopian-Somali border and trying to assess the situation, locate other pockets of refugees and IDPs, which most probably will be in the vicinity of two places which have been currently discovered on the border, and we have to keep in mind that the Ethiopia has like 800 kilometers long border with Somalia, and on many places refugees from Somalia are crossing unnoticed, and logistically speaking, it's a challenge.
Marek Stis of the People in Need Foundation on the telephone there from the Somali region of Ethiopia.